From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, voting in Nigeria's national elections will go to a second day today. Comes after officials held up polling in some areas because of technical glitches and long delays. VOA's And Look reporting now from Abuja.
Despite the issues, millions were able to vote Saturday in what many agree is Nigeria's most hotly contested presidential and parliamentary race ever. The ruling PDP party is facing an unprecedented challenge from the new APC opposition party amid a faltering economy and the six-year Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast. President Goodluck Jonathan's main challenger is ex-military ruler and APC candidate Muhammadu Buhari. The mood was calm at many polling units. There was a sense of determination, of excitement. And look, VOA News, Abuja.
Somali security forces have ended the deadly siege at a hotel by the militant group Al-Shabaab. That is in the capital, Mogadishu. Somalia's information minister told reporters 20 people were killed, including soldiers, hotel security guards, six civilians and all six attackers, while another 28 people were wounded. Hotel is popular with politicians, members of parliament, Somalis from the diaspora, and has been attacked on at least three previous occasions. Coalition led by Saudi Arabia has pounded southern Yemen for a third day with airstrikes. This happened while international diplomats and UN staff fled from Aden, the mainly southern city that is the focus of fighting between militias loyal to the Sana'a government and the Houthi rebels backed by Iran. Arab coalition that began strikes on Thursday said it's now in full control of Yemen's airspace. This is VOA News. Two European foreign ministers joined the talks in Switzerland on Iran's nuclear program Saturday as negotiators, including the U.S. Secretary of State and Iran's foreign minister, worked toward a midnight Tuesday deadline. VOA's Alpesson has our report.
The French and German ministers joined a series of meetings Saturday, holding private sessions with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and consulting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. France, Germany, and the United States are three of the six countries designated by the UN Security Council to conduct these talks. The British, Russian, and Chinese foreign ministers are expected to join the final push to the deadline in the coming days. Officials describe the talks as tough and difficult. They say agreement is possible, but not guaranteed. The key goals of the talks, which started 2 years ago, are to verifiably limit Iran's nuclear program to ensure it cannot quickly build a nuclear weapon, and to end economic sanctions against it. Alpesson, VOA News, Luzon.
The co-pilot of that German Wings passenger jet, who investigators believe intentionally crashed the plane Tuesday into the French Alps, was worried about health problems, that they would dash his dreams, and vowed one day to do something to change the system. That's the word from an ex-girlfriend of Andreas Lubitz. German authorities said Friday they found torn-up sick notes from doctors showing that the 27-year-old had been suffering from an illness that should have grounded him on the day of the crash, which took the lives of 150 people on board the plane. Philip Bramley's son was on that plane.
What happened on the morning of the 24th of March was the act of a person who, at the very least, was ill. If there was a motive or a reason, we do not want to hear it. It's not relevant. What is relevant is this should never happen again. My son and everyone on that plane should not be forgotten, ever. I don't want it to be forgotten, ever.
Green Wings, the Lufthansa subsidiary that Lubitz joined in 2003, declined Saturday to comment when asked whether the company was aware of any health problems he might have had, but it said he had passed all required medical checkups. Thousands of mourners paid respects today to Singapore's late founder Lee Kuan Yew. The former prime minister who led the island nation from 1959 to 1990 died Monday at the age of 91. Mr. Lee has been praised for laying the foundation for Singapore's massive growth and booming prosperity, but criticized by many who objected to his authoritarian style. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.